Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, back here in the bottom of the second inning, no score with Joe Castiglione. I'm Tim Neverett. Glad you're with us tonight. And thanks again to Chip Overbay from Old Dominion Freight Lines. Joining us right now is Larry Lucchino, chairman of the Paw Sox and Boston Red Sox president, CEO emeritus, also chairman of the Jimmy Fund. We're very happy to have you up here, Larry.
Thank you, Tim. It's a wonderful day for the Jimmy Fund, for Boston, for all of New England.
And Xander Bogaerts trying to get the Red Sox a run here tonight, facing Shane Bieber, and he takes up high ball one.
Larry, after the great Mike Andrews retired, there was no chairman until you took the post, and it really is a very special position.
Well, thank you. It's a real honor to hold it, and Mike set the standards for so many years, did such an exemplary job. I'm honored to be his successor.
One ball, one strike pitch from Bieber to Bogaerts, and it's inside. Of course, it's very personal to you as well. Twice you've had to battle cancer, and twice you've beaten it, and largely because of Dana-Farber.
Yes, I'm Exhibit A for Dana-Farber. I say that all the time. I'm a satisfied consumer. It was in 1986 when I was with the Baltimore Orioles that I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I had a variety of places to go, but I picked the right one.
And Xander Bogaerts pops it up along the first base line just on the outfield grass. It's caught by Yonder Alonso, one down.
I remember a family meeting, Tim, in my house in down there, and the family voted 10-1 in favor of Johns Hopkins as the place I should go for treatment, but I was the one. So we we weighed the votes instead of counting them that day.
And you could see Fenway Park from the hospital, right?
Exactly right. And Edward Bennett Williams and my good friend J.M. had put a dish on the top of Dana-Farber so that I could see the Red Sox games. It was the first dish that was up there, and it was a wonderful gesture for me because I was there for 38 days.
Mitch Moreland takes a strike, and quickly 0-2 to Mitch. Bieber getting ahead of him here with one out, nobody on in the second.
But today's not about me. Today's about the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber and the stories. Well, you've seen them. My television's been on all day, and when it hasn't been on, I've been in the car listening to it on the radio. And it's such a great celebration. It's such a great event for this entire community, as well as for the people who are being treated.
0-2 pitch. Moreland strikes out, two down. And it is, the stories are amazing. And you know what Joe and I always seem to find, Larry, and it starts in spring training when Lisa Sherber brings the kids in. It's just such an amazing trip. And, you know, the positive attitudes and the great stories and the camaraderie between the patients, that helps, they help each other so much. Yeah. And they're so uplifting.
Well, I agree. That trip is really special because it introduces newcomers to the Red Sox, to the Jimmy Fund tradition. I remember the first week John Henry, Tom Werner, and I were here in Boston after acquiring the team. We went over to the Jimmy Fund because I wanted them to see what I knew of, and hoped that they would be equally committed to deepening and strengthening relationships with the Jimmy Fund. And of course, they have. Our entire ownership group has, and it's a wonderful thing. But that one of our owners, a guy named Mike Gordon, has been a prime mover in financing that trip every spring, and. It's just a delightful adventure for these kids. I know how hard it is to get your mind off yourself when you're being treated.
2-0 pitch to Ian Kinsler. He fouls it off over the first base dugout, 2-1.
And the same group, many of them the same kids, were here this weekend, the teenagers, watching the game, and they were out in the field Saturday morning running around.
Yeah, it was great. I don't know if you talked about the pregame ceremony today when the Red Sox award was given to the Abrams family for 21 years after they lost their young daughter. I have held a variety of sporting events, golf tournaments and things, and have raised over $5 million for the Jimmy Fund, just that family alone. And it's that kind of commitment to the community, that kind of connection to each other that gives me chills on a day like today. It really does. You can watch the stories and listen to them on the radio. But what you'd see is a sense of community, a feeling of team, something we're all in it together. And all our lives, that's what we're looking for, that kind of connection.
Kinsler grounds out to Lindor at short. And it's a 1-2-3 inning.
Can you stick around for a couple
minutes?
All
right. Sure, I'd be happy to. The
inning was too short, Larry. That's, that was a problem. Larry Lucchino, chairman of the Jimmy Fund, with us. We'll be back with more in just a little bit as we head to the top of the third inning. It's the Red Sox nothing, Indians nothing on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Red Sox are through the Safe Light Auto Glass part of the order. Remember, when Red Sox batters 3-6 hit a home run, Safe Light donates $200 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Massachusetts. Top of the third, no score. Here's Joe.
All right, thank you very much. And Larry Lucchino is with us. We're getting a new number put up on the tote board here in our Jimmy Fund radio telethon. As Greg Allen, last night's villain with a two-run homer to win it, steps in. 13-game hit streak for the rookie who takes a call strike. And Larry, the significance of the new figure, which is over $1,035,000 in terms of the history of our 17-year radio telethon, in there for a call strike, we've hit a magic number.
Yes, the magic number being $50 million. That's quite an achievement. The money raised in past years and added to the million-plus raised so far this year brings the total to over $50 million. And that's a lot more new ideas that get advanced in the laboratory. That's a lot better patient care that gets afforded to people suffering from this miserable disease. It's a lot of fresh ideas as well. So it's a wonderful thing. I'm never so proud to be from Boston, New England as I am on this day.
Little dribbler out front. Sandy picks it up in a hurry, calling off the pitcher, and he throws out the speedy ally. Sandy pounced on that one like a cat, getting the runner at first, 2-3, one man down. And Larry, of course, big news last week with the announcement that the Paw Sox would move to Worcester with a new ballpark being built. What kind of reaction have you been getting?
Enormously positive reaction, as if it were an idea whose time had come. And I recognize that there's a disappointment and a sadness in Pawtucket and Northern Rhode Island. But we wanted to stay. We tried very hard to stay. But I think the excitement, the jubilation, the enthusiasm, and the larger development that will be surrounding this ballpark will make Worcester an excellent, excellent choice.
Call strike to Lindor, 1-1 the count. And it's certainly an elaborate funding situation, isn't it, with the many contributors. There's a line drive caught, backed up on by Bogarts. He throws to first. He just did get him. Xander Lugar was going to catch that in the air and maybe thought he couldn't reach it. He backed up and was very fortunate to make an accurate throw to get the speedy Lindor. Two down.
I was talking to Ben Charrington today, and he was calling about the Worcester move and about the telethon, and I was commending him for his contribution to this team. Dave Dombrowski's done an exceptional job, of course, in with some of his acquisitions, many of his acquisitions. But I think we shouldn't forget Ben Charrington and the contribution he made with the Killer Bees out there. And the and Benintendi, I remember it took him about 7 seconds to draft Benintendi when he came up in 2000.
Knowing he was a great hitter right out of college. We have a new figure, Larry. Go ahead.
Okay, the new figure is $1,117,287. That's a big number, but I think what's most pertinent is that it's ahead of this time last year, where we were at this time in the second or third inning of the game last year. And maybe it's up by about 100,000, 150,000. I'm not sure, but that is that's fitting, it seems to me. This is a team for the ages. I hope this year's radio telethon is one for the ages as well. I'd love to see us raise more money for the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute than we have in any previous radio telethon. That would be a fitting tribute to this team and to this special year.
Michael Brantley, the plate, awaiting a 2-1 pitch, and he takes it high, 3-1. This is certainly the most athletic team Red Sox have ever had. What makes it more refreshing is the personality of these young players. Probably the best group we've ever had.
Absolutely. Baseball is like stock picking. You've got to have a balanced portfolio. You need to have some young players and the energy that comes from them. You need some players that are a little older, that have been around, that have some veteran status. This team seems to have all of that.
Ball four missing outside. So Brantley, second toughest man to strike out in the lead, draws a walk, and it brings up Jose Ramirez, who grounded out softly to the pitcher his first time up. He's been hitless in the series so far, 0-5. Well, certainly the news about Worcester, which has a great baseball tradition going back to the 1880s, is Major right. League briefly.
Exactly right. It was one of the first teams in what became the National League. And they there's a pride about Worcester and about its baseball history that's undeniable, and it's contagious. And I think I've been bitten by it.
The plans, Larry, for the complex and a stadium, can you let us in on some of that?
Well, it's just beginning, Tim. I've got to tell you, Janet Marie Smith has been working with me and us for about a year. And we looked at various sites.
Strike called, and it's 0-2.
Yep, thought about various ideas. One thing that we know, so we're really at the beginning of the design process, but one of the things we do know is that it will look and feel and taste and smell like Worcester. That is important to us everywhere we've been, whether it was Baltimore or here at Fenway.
San Diego, yeah.
San Diego, exactly.
So, taking high.
And I think that the reaction in Worcester is going to be very positive, because the ballpark will also be an important urban planning device that we use to help develop a new downtown neighborhood around the Canal District. There's tremendous unity and enthusiasm for it as well.
Ground ball to first, and Moreland steps on the bag. An easy play to retire the side. Well, Larry, congratulations on all you've done for the Red Sox, for the Paw Sox, Worcester, and especially for the Jimmy Fund, because this is Jimmy Fund night.
Thank you. That's a real source of pride, that Jimmy Fund connection. And thank you. Thank you two guys personally, but I want to thank WEEI. They were present at the creation when we thought about this idea 17 years ago, and they have done a wonderful job with it. And all of you guys make it the success it is.
Thank you so much, Larry Lucchino. We go to the bottom of the third. No score in the Shaw Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.